Good morning. The Mineral and Energy Board will now be called into session. A roll call, Mr. Harper.
Here.
Mr. Segura. Mr. Arnold. Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz. Mr. Ingram. Mr. Martin. Mr. Sanders. Mrs. Smith.
Here.
The quorum has been called. We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting. Mr. Talbert, would you please present the agenda?
Thank you. Good morning. Chairman Smith, members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review. According to Sunrise, there are 1,808 active state leases covering nearly 841,000 acres. Geological Engineering Division has reviewed approximately 180 leases covering 185,000 acres. We have essentially seven items on lease review. Mr. Bradbury later will go to force majeure. Please feel free to interrupt me or as I go through each lease if you have any questions. Beginning with State Lease 195C, Quarantine Bay Field, operated by Cox Operating. Committee last reviewed this lease on October 13, 2011. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant Cox until April 1, 2011 to spud a well, affecting a portion of the non-productive acreage on State Lease 195C or release non-productive acreage. A representative for Cox Operating met with the staff on March 23, 2011 to confirm that Cox had spud a well on the lease as stipulated in the October 13, 2010 resolution. With that, the staff recommends that Cox Operating be granted 6 months after the completion of the State Lease 195QQ number 365 well to submit a plan of development for the remaining non-productive acreage. Our next item is State Lease 2220, State Lease 2221, 4039, and 4147. These leases are located in the Eloy Bay and Half Moon Lake fields, and they also are operated by Cox Operating. Committee last reviewed these leases on October 13, 2010. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant Cox until April 1, 2011 to spud a well in the Eloy Bay Half Moon Lake Field Complex affecting the non-productive acreage or release acreage. A representative for Cox Operating met with the staff on March 23, 2011 to offer a release of state acreage in lieu of drilling a well by April 1st. The partial release offer was a tentative amount of 1,400 acres from multiple leases, 800 acres from 2220, 100 acres from 4147, and 500 acres from 2221. The staff recommends that Cox Operating be granted until June 8, 2011 to prepare and submit a map outlining the acreage to be released from each state lease to OMR for review. It is also recommended that Cox be granted until March 28, 2012 to submit a plan of development for the undeveloped portions of the above referred leases or in lieu thereof an additional release of non-productive state lease acreage acceptable to the staff. Our third item is State Lease 2038 in the Deep Lake Field. ExxonMobil is our lessee. Committee last reviewed this lease on August 11, 2010. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept the 400-acre release and to grant Exxon until March 9, 2011 to present a definite plan of development on the non-productive portion of the lease. By letter of March 9, 2011, ExxonMobil reported that a formal offer on a portion of State Lease 2038 was made, but current natural gas prices have delayed its consummation. ExxonMobil has reported that trade discussions with two other parties have begun. In a separate letter dated March for 2011, ExxonMobil submitted the finalization of a 400-acre partial release on this lease. The staff recommends accepting the report and to grant ExxonMobil until September 9, 2011 to report on their efforts to secure farm-out agreements with interested parties on the non-productive acreage or, in lieu thereof, submit another 400-acre release. Moving on to State Lease 2620, Lake Pelto Field. Phoenix Exploration is our lessee and operator. Committee last reviewed this lease on October 12, 2010. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant Phoenix until March 9, 2010 to submit a report on the status of the field study and their negotiations with an offset operator for joint development of state acreage. By letter dated December 13, 2010, Phoenix submitted the finalization of a 310-acre partial release. In a separate letter dated April 5, 2011, Phoenix reported that their efforts to create joint development interest have been unsuccessful. However, an offer to purchase the field was made by an offset operator, but failed to meet market value and therefore denied. Additionally, Phoenix reported their plans to conduct several upcoming workovers and recompletions on the lease, but no new development was mentioned. Staff recommends that Phoenix be granted until October 12, 2011 to submit a report that would include findings of their ongoing field study to identify new reserves, and secondly, the results of workover and recompletion activity. Our next lease is State Lease 340H, Cote Blanche Island. Swift Energy is our lessee. Committee last reviewed this lease on March 10, 2011. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to defer the lease to the April 13, 2011 State Mineral Energy Board meeting to allow Swift time to complete their map outlining the productive area, locations of production facilities, and pipeline right-of-ways. By mail dated March 30, 2011, Swift Energy supplied the map as requested by OMR staff for review. The staff recommends that Swift be given until June 8, 2011 to commit to a release of 1,000 acres from the non-producing state lease acreage, as shown on their map submitted to the staff on March 30. If Swift fails to commit to the release of non-producing acreage by June 8, the staff will request that the board place Swift in default and that Swift be granted until December 14, 2011 to spud a well on or affecting the non-producing state lease acreage or submit a release of the non-producing state lease acreage. Failure to spud or release by the December date will result in Swift being placed on demand for release by the board. Moving on, State Lease 3306 and State Lease 4011 at Redfish Point, operated by Hillcorp Energy. The committee last reviewed these leases on October 13, 2010. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to report on the status of the Y7 sand and any other development activities. By email dated March 30, 2011, Hillcorp reported that they have been unsuccessful to entice partners to participate in the drilling of the Y7 sand. In a separate letter dated December 29, 2010, Hillcorp submitted the finalization of a 410-acre partial release on State Lease 4011. The staff recommends that Hillcorp be granted until October 12, 2011 to report on their continued effort to secure partners to drill the Y7 sand and any other development activities. Our next lease is State Lease 188B, also in Lake Pelto Field, operated by Hillcorp Energy. The committee last reviewed this lease on August 10, 2010. The board adopted the committee's recommendation that Hillcorp Energy be granted until March 9 to report on its plans to develop the non-productive portions of this lease. Hillcorp reported by letter on March 3, 2011 that they had sidetracked the Unit 14 number 2 well at the cost of $11 million that resulted in the discovery of 80 feet of pay from two zones. The well tested a rate of 113 barrels per day and 251 MCF a day. Also, a recompletion was made on the Lake Pelto Unit 636 well in the 16B sand at the cost of nearly $700,000 and tested at a rate of 475 barrels per day and 171 MCF a day. Since the last report to the committee, Hillcorp increased their lease toll at Lake Pelto by acquiring a new state lease, would offset state lease 188B at the cost of nearly $300,000. And oil production on the lease has increased from 44 barrels per day to 709 barrels per day. The staff recommends accepting the report and moving this lease from committee review to annual staff review. And I think that concludes my review.
Chairman Smith, Mr. Harper, ladies and gentlemen of the Mineral Board, good morning. I have two new pieces of business to bring up concerning force majeure this month. Chairman, I don't know if you want to take these separately or all at once at the end, but in your packet there is included a little map as well as two resolutions that will cover these matters. Briefly, the first is Manti Equity, and I might add Jim Bates is here representing Manti if you have any more specific questions than I provide answers to. Essentially, they were in a situation where they were coming up to the primary term and they had to drill a long directional well. And since the drilling operations would only maintain the lease slash unit at the time, if they crossed or if they were across the boundary of the unit, they had requested for a force majeure because of a permitting problem that was unforeseen and arose in the middle of their process. Briefly, if you'll look at the map, you'll see to the left, you'll see the original location. Their process involved that they had to dredge out a canal and build a location and move in a rig. And they were 40 days into the permit process when they were told they would need an additional 20 days of advertising, which they didn't have planned in their cycle time. So they got on it and they found a well. The alternate location, they've re-permitted it, they've moved the rig on location. They told me they were at 11,000 feet and they needed to get to 13,000 feet to get inside the unit. The staff reviewed it and determined that the 40 days of the original permit to the point where they created the force majeure was a problem, so we essentially extended the primary term by 40 days. To give them time to go ahead and drill across and drill and cross the unit line. They should be there hopefully by the end of the week or first of next week. That's the way it's going. Otherwise, the lease would have expired April 9th. The second situation is Stone Energy. They're shut in currently because Tennessee Gas Pipeline experienced a pipeline rupture. These are old lines. Anyways, they have made a shut-in payment on the one lease that did have a gas well. The remainder of the leases are oil wells, and without a gas market, they really can't produce the oil. So we're requesting a force majeure recognition on the four leases and one operating agreement associated with that also.
Mr. Bradbury, would you share with the committee the financial impact information you had collected on these two requests?
Yes, the Manti Equity had estimated that the potential impact to not drilling their well was $2.5 million in royalty and severance tax that would not be lost or would be deferred or lost if they didn't. This assumes being successful. And Stone estimates that approximately $11,000 per month in royalty is being deferred at this time.
Thank you, sir. Are there any questions or comments?
I have a question for Jason. Jason, the second item on the Aloy Bay, what was the total acreage? You said they're offering to release 1,400. What was the total non-productive acreage?
I'd have to get back with you on that. I don't know offhand.
Okay.
But it's a step. I think what's happened here is that we have been after this lessee to do something, and that's why we set the April 1st deadline to either spud or release acreage. So hopefully we can continue the chipping away on these leases to get acreage back if they're not going to develop it.
So a partial release might be acceptable?
Yes, certainly. You know, that's what they offered us on the secondary Eloy Bay, Half Moon Lake. They couldn't drill a well, so they offered a release of acreage, which we would have wanted, and we'll continue that with them. You know, if they can't drill a well later, and then we'll ask for acreage back.
Any other questions or comments from the board at this time?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the staff's report and recommendations.
Any public comment at this time? I have a motion from Mr. Arnold, a second from Mr. Sanders. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. Mrs. Segura, motion from Mrs. Segura, second by Ms. Smith. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Tract Evaluation Committee meeting. This time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Harper? Mr. Segura? Mr. Arnold? Mr. Diaz? Mr. Ingram? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders? Mr. Smith? Ms. Smith? And Mr. Klein. Okay, we have a quorum. Good morning, Mr. Fontenot.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 42 tracts in the Official Journal of the State and in the Official Journal of the Parish where the lands are located for today's lease sale. We have several letters of protest, one from Generet Minerals, LLC, dated February the 10th, 2011, pertaining to tract 41914, St. Martin Parish, Louisiana. Another letter of protest is from Williams, Inc., and also from Williams Land Company, LLC, dated March the 3rd, 2011, pertaining to tracts 42041 and 42042, all in St. Mary Parish, Louisiana. And the final current letter of protest is by Miami Corporation dated March the 21st, 2011, pertaining to tract numbers 42041, 42042, 42043, and 42044, St. Mary Parish, Louisiana. The staff reviewed the most recent state land water bottoms layer and determined that the aforementioned tracts contain claimable water bottoms. Therefore, tracts 42041, 4243, and 44 were advertised correctly and are to be left up for today's lease sale. Now, we received additional letters of protest late for last month's lease sale, and they are being brought to your attention for information purposes only. Those letters of protest were for the March 9, 2011 lease sale on tract 41909. They are from Hargrove, Smelly, Strickland, and Langley, dated March the 3rd, 2011, but received March the 11th, 2011. Also from Fritlin Plantation, Inc., dated March the 4th, 2011, but received a 225 on March the 9th, 2011. And also from the law firm of William H. Mouton, dated April the 1st, 2011. The staff met with state lands personnel and requested they determine if the water bottoms situated in tract 41909 were claimable. The issue is complex, and as of yesterday, state lands has not been able to determine if the water bottoms in said tract are claimable. We rejected the one bid received at the March 9, 2011 lease sale for tract 41909 due to insufficient consideration. The board gave the staff authority to re-advertise said tract with minimums for an upcoming lease sale. We are informing you today that we will not re-advertise this tract until we get an official word from state lands as to the water bottoms, whether they are claimable or not. We also contacted the party who placed the bid at the March 9, 2011 lease sale to inform him of same, and he was not concerned that the tract was not being re-advertised currently. The final item has to do with nominations received. We received 54 nominations in this office for the June 8, 2011 lease sale, which are pending approval for advertising. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received in this office for the June 2011 lease sale.
Thank you. Mr. Fontenot, I need a motion and second to accept the staff's recommendation. Motion by Mr. Diaz.
Second.
Second by Mr. Sanders.
I have a question.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mr. Fontenot, the 54 nominations we have, what areas are they mostly concentrated in?
They're being processed right now, and I can get back to you.
I'm just concerned with the North Louisiana, South, or?
I'm thinking more along the lines of South Louisiana. Very few in North Louisiana, but I'll get you an accurate count before the end of the day.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Any other questions? Emil, the late letters, that's just for information you're giving us. They don't really have any.
They don't, but at the last lease sale, the board had given us the authority to re-advertise the track, and I wanted to inform you that we stopped the process of re-advertising that track because of the complexity of the ownership.
Okay.
And title issues, and that's where we stand right now.
All right. Is there any public comment on this item? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. I need a motion and second to adjourn the nomination and tract evaluation. Motion by Ms. Smith. Second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? Any opposed? The committee is closed.
I'll go ahead and call the audit committee review committee to order. First of all, just take a roll call. Mr. Harper? Mr. Segor? He is here. Mr. Cordero? Mr. Diaz, Mr. Ingram, Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders,
here.
Mr. Smith,
here.
Mrs. Smith,
here.
And Mr. Klein. We do have a quorum. Good morning, Rachel. How you doing?
Good morning. Item number one on the audit agenda is a request to place Gold King Operating Company Incorporated on demand for unpaid audit exceptions. Gold King was billed $900,051.45 on June 18, 2008, July 29, 2008, and again on November 18, 2008. Gold King paid $54,818.94 on May 28, 2010. Principal due is $845,232.51. Interest and penalty due is $991,263, for a total balance of $1,836,495.51. Several attempts have been made by staff to contact representatives from Gold King to try and resolve the outstanding audit issues. None have been successful. The Attorney General's Office is in agreement with this request.
Ms. Newman, when we say attempts have been made, it means you've contacted them or just not responsive at all?
We have contacted them. And, well, there was some dispute as to who was responsible for the properties that the exception was due on. Gold King no longer holds those properties, and they believed that another party was responsible. But actually, we determined that Gold King is the responsible party.
Okay. Any other questions from staff?
Or? Sanders, please.
Yes, sir, Mr. Sanders.
Rachel, just on experience. How long do you think it'll take us to get moving beyond the demand letter that we're asking the AG to prepare?
I'm hoping that we get moving pretty quickly. Gold King is aware of the situation and what's going on with it.
To answer your question, though, sorry, Jackson Logan, Attorney General's Office.
Jackson.
To answer your question, though, typically we allow them 30 days to respond to the demand. If not, then we'll file a petition.
Do we have any indication that they're in financial trouble?
No, sir.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
I move for acceptance of the staff's recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Gore, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Item number two is the staff report to the committee that the election for April 2011 gas royalty is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you, Ms. Newman. There be no further business. Take a motion to adjourn.
Sanders.
Moved by Sanders, second by Segura. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sanders will call the Legal and Title Controversy Committee to order. Roll call, please. Mr. Angell. Thank you, Mr. Harper. Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold.
Present.
Mr. Cadera.
Here.
Mr. Diaz.
Here.
Mr. Ingram. Mr. Martin.
Here.
Mr. Smith. Ms. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Graves? Thank you, sir. We have a forum. Proceed.
We have three items on the agenda today. The first item is request for a final approval of an operating agreement with Hillcorp. The operating agreement would allocate a state production of 25% before payout and 25% after payout on the operating track. And the operating agreement has already been approved in principle, subject to drafting, executing, and advertising of the agreement. It has been drafted, executed, and properly advertised, and it's on the docket. It's docket number 1108 for today. Staff does recommend final approval of this operating agreement.
Chair will entertain a motion.
I move to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Segura.
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Smith. All in favor?
Aye.
I should have called for public comment, I suppose, before I ask for a vote. Any public comment on the matter? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you. The second item is a request from New Century Exploration to escrow royalty payments pertaining to a 1.54-acre tract. This particular tract is being disputed as far as title, and that's why they're requesting to escrow this money. We do recommend approval that they escrow the money contingent on three conditions, and I'll read each one of them to you. The first one is that the amounts that are escrowed are actually put into an interest-bearing escrow account and not paid to any other claimant. The second condition is that the amount escrowed can only be escrowed for 90 days. If the dispute goes beyond the 90-day period, then New Century would need to file a concursus proceeding. The third condition is that New Century will agree to provide any documents that are requested by Mineral Income as far as the reporting and handling of the deposited funds and the production. Particularly, we're looking for SR9 reports and copies of any payments, any checks that are deposited. You know, if the checks are made by wire transfer, then we would need some sort of evidence of that. Contingent on these three items, we do recommend that New Century be given authority to escrow the funds pertaining to this 1.54-acre tract.
Much pleasure, the board.
Make a motion to accept recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Segura. Discussion. First public comment, if any. Board comment, if any. Question. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition?
No.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The third item is a request by Manti Equity Partners for a six-month extension of the primary term for lease number 19712. The lease is set to expire on June 11th, 2011. The request for the extension is due to negotiations that have been being conducted between Manti and Badger Oil Corporation. And because of those negotiations, the permitting application process has been delayed. This acreage is in a wildlife management area, so the permitting is going to take some time, and it's going to go beyond the June 11th expiration date. We do recommend granting a six-month extension contingent on three items, which they've already agreed to verbally. The first is that Manti agrees to pay a full year's rental for the six-month extension. The second is there will be a 0.5% increase in royalty from 22.5% to 23%. And the third, and I'm going to read this to you because we want to make sure we get all of this on the record. Currently, there's an audit going on with a prior settlement that Manti was involved in. Manti has not previously cooperated with Mineral Income in providing documents pertaining to that audit. They have now agreed that they will provide those documents.
They weren't cooperative initially?
Initially, they weren't.
Thank you.
They have agreed to cooperate with that particular audit.
Mr. Schott is here with the Mineral Income Division to answer any questions regarding their cooperation and the current status.
Thank you.
So the third condition is that Manti agrees to cooperate in a timely manner to provide requested documents related to the production and royalty payments in the Biloxi Marsh audits. Cooperation by Manti must be evident and ongoing prior to final approval of the lease amendment extending the primary term, or approval in principle will be rescinded. So contingent on those three items, we do recommend granting the six-month extension of the primary term.
Does the board have any questions on this? I understand we have Manti representatives here. Does the board have any questions? Manti representatives?
There was, but we found out this morning that, that Manti has provided what they think are the documents necessary, and of course they haven't been checked yet, but they are cooperating and they will continue to cooperate. So again, Mr. Schott is here to answer any questions about the nature of their cooperation and what is expected of them in the near future.
Mr. Arnold, do you have a question?
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
I have a question before we take a motion, if you don't mind.
That's fine.
What was the genesis or the reason for non-cooperation initially?
I don't know if you remember all of the issues surrounding the Biloxi Marsh.
I know of some issues there, yes.
The problem is the settlement that the state had with Biloxi Marsh pertained to royalty that had been escrowed or put into the registry of the court prior to the litigation that was ongoing and the settlement. What happened is Biloxi Marsh is a payer of Manti is a payer of royalty in Biloxi Marsh. And what the state was attempting to do was to audit the payments that were prior to the monies going into the escrow accounts and the monies going into the escrow accounts. So they requested SRs to show what the production was. And there were two parties, I think, that were responsible. One of the parties was providing the SRs, and Manti was not, despite being requested to do so. The lady that was dealing with the state from Manti, I think, has since retired. And when the vice president of Manti found out that there was a lack of cooperation on that part, he called me personally and said that they would provide whatever was necessary. Found out today that yesterday I think they were provided with the SR9s. Now, whether that is the total amount of information that the state needs, it's got to be checked first. But he did assure me that whatever else was required, that they would provide it. So I think now that they know that the higher-ups in Manti know what is going on, I think we'll get the cooperation necessary. Because Manti is involved in so many different things. As you know, they had a force majeure on Charles Bradbury's. They had this extension of a lease. They had that with the mineral income. So they're involved in a number of things. And not everybody, like any big corporation, not everybody in every part of Manti knows what's going on in the other parts. So I think we are going to get the cooperation we require.
Thank you. Anybody have a question of Manti representatives? We want to give them an opportunity to explain it if anybody wants to.
Durrell Allen is here representing Manti.
Come on up, please, sir.
Yes.
We don't bite. We're trying to be user-friendly this morning. Good morning. State your
Good
name
morning.
For the record, please, sir.
My name is Durrell Allen. I'm here representing Manti Equity Partners.
Welcome.
Thank you. And I'd just like to say that what Rick said is exactly right. The higher-ups in the company were not aware that this failure of cooperation. They called the employee who's now retired at home to ask her about it and didn't get much of an explanation, but she had not told them what was going on, so they just became aware of it late last week or early this week. Tim Ball, the VP of Land, called Mr. Heck, and he has assured me that they think that they've given all of the information that's been requested, but if there's more that's necessary, it will be forthcoming. They want to maintain a good relationship with the board.
And we desire to maintain a good relationship with them.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other inquiries? Any public we need a motion. Thank you, Mr. Arnold.
Motion's on the table.
Do we have a second? Who's second? Thank you, Mr. Segura. First off, is there any public comment about the issue? Is there any board comment or question about the issue? Is there any objection to the motion by the board? Here none. It's unanimously adopted. Thank you for
Thank
coming
you.
And explaining
Thank
the issue
to
us, sir. Anything else?
That's all. That concludes the legal and title agenda.
Board will entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Thank you, Mr. Segura. We're adjourned. Thank you very much, Mr. Heck, madam.
Just telling me if I check and make sure the information we did get was correct. Yeah.
Good thing. Call the docket committee to order. We have a roll call. Ms. Talley. Mr. Segura. Mr. Arnold, Emil?
Here.
Mr. Ingram? Mr. Martin? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Darrell Smith? Helen Smith?
Here.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Carter, okay. I'm sorry. They didn't have you on my list. That's right. So we have a quorum of the board. Would the staff please present the recommendation to the committee?
Good morning.
Mr. Dennis, good morning.
Sir.
The staff of the Petroleum Land Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the April 13, 2011 Docket Review Committee and recommends the following. For Category A state agency leases, please approve items number 1 and item number 2. Item number 3, approve subject to form and legality. For Category B state lease transfers, please approve item number 1, subject to the approval of the governor of Louisiana. Item number 2, we were deferring that until we get production reports. Please approve items number 3 through items number 8. Item number 9, approve, subject to the approval of the governor of Louisiana. Item number 11 relates to item number 2. We're going to defer until we get the production reports. Please approve items number 12 through items number 20. For items 21 and 22, approve subject to the approval of the governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 24 through items number 27. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency lease transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, advertised proposals, please approve item number 1. And this concludes the staff's recommendations to the Docket Review Committee.
Are there any public comments to the staff's recommendations or the comments from the board? Do I have a motion to accept the staff's recommendation? Have a motion in a second? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it, and the staff recommendations are approved as read. Excuse me, do I have a motion to adjourn the docket review committee?
Motion.
I have a motion by Ms. Smith and a second by Mr. Sanders. All in favor? All opposed? The docket review committee is now adjourned.
Thank you, sir.
The board meeting will convene at 11 o'clock.
All right, I'd like to call this meeting in order. Mineral Board meeting. Can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Harper?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Diaz?
Here.
Mr. Ingram? Mr. Morton?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Talley. Since there's so few people, can we take a roll out here? No. Right. Item two is approval of the March 9th, 2011 minutes. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes? Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? Any questions? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 3, adoption of the committee recommendations. The item 3A, lease review committee. B, nomination track committee. C, audit committee. D, legal and title controversy committee. And E, docket review committee. Any questions or discussion on those committee items? If not, could I have a recommendation for approval of those committee items?
Make a motion to approve.
I have a motion approved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any discussion, questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Item 4, the executive session for our technical briefing. We'll have a briefing by Mr. Vaughn.
Let's make a motion to go to executive session.
I have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Diaz.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Ms. Ike, is there any way we can discuss upcoming tracks? Now, there's 54 tracks upcoming for advertisement. Can we discuss those in executive session, or has to be a separate executive session for that? During the we have 54 upcoming tracks to be advertised. I'd like to discuss that in executive session. Is that possible? We used to do it in executive session.
Mr. Heck is shaking his head. Would you please come to the mic?
Excuse me?
Would you please say that on the record, Mr. Heck?
We're not going to discuss it. There it is.
There are certain specified reasons for going into executive session, such as litigation, things like that, or some kind of information that is confidential to some technical information. Mm-hmm. Discussing the nominations, unless it involves technical information that we are privy to that's not open to the public, there really wouldn't be any grounds to go into executive session.
Yeah, these are upcoming tracks that have yet to be advertised.
True, but they're still public record. I mean, the tracks themselves mm-hmm. are public record. Somebody can come in and ask for copies of the nominations and whatever we have on our and make a public records request, and they would be they could get a hold of them. So it's not really a grounds to go into executive session.
Okay, thank you. Then we won't discuss them back there.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to go into executive session for our technical briefing. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We are in executive session. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thanks.
Harmless grandpa cat. Oh, yes. Where was this one? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he living off of that. Mama working still. didn't even recognize. She's an odd man. I didn't even recognize.
Ready? All right, I'd like to reconvene the regular board meeting. Mr. Vaughn, or can I have a motion come out of executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We're back in regular session. Mr. Vaughn?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, the first track, 42012, we're recommending to accept a bid of Destin Resources 50% and Reserves Management 50%. This was a joint bid, and the second portion of this Reserves Management was not read earlier in today's opening of the bids meeting. So I just wanted to clarify that this was a joint bid.
Okay.
On track 42014, we're recommending to reject the bid of Kiva Energy for insufficient consideration, and the staff would recommend that this track be re-advertised with minimums. On track number 42041, this is a multiple acceptable bid with an apparent overlap. As a result, we recommend accepting the bid at Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services. As to the bid of Zenico Incorporated, after we finalize the property descriptions, we recommend that Zenico Incorporated be granted an option to take the remaining property of its bid minus any property bid by Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services as Zenico's bid price. And on track number 42042, we're recommending to accept the bid of Zenergy Incorporated. It was a portion bid on 111 acres. And also, we're recommending to accept the second bid of Zenergy Incorporated on 512 acres. These two portion bids did not overlap. They're adjacent to each other, and they covered the entirety of the track.
Okay.
As to the remaining tracks receiving bids, we're recommending that those bids be accepted.
All right. Any discussions or questions on those bids? Any public comment? If not, all in favor of
make a motion to accept Sanders.
Is there a motion?
Sanders second the motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Sanders to accept staff's recommendation.
I thought he had made the motion.
Make a second.
You're making the second. Okay, Mr. Arnold's making the second. Any questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Vaughn. This time, we have a delegation resolution that's in your packet concerning delegation of some responsibilities and authorities and signatures for Secretary Angel by Undersecretary Bob Harper and Victor Vaughn. Do I have I'm going to read it. It's just right after the agenda. Yeah, this resolution says, whereas pursuant to the Louisiana Revised Statutes 3135, the Office of Mineral Resources has the duty to provide the necessary staff functions to assist the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board in its leasing, supervisory, and other activities, and the Assistant Secretary of the Office of Mineral Resources is also designated as the Secretary of the State Mineral and Energy Board. And whereas pursuant to the Louisiana Revised Statutes 36357, the Assistant Secretary of the Office of Mineral Resources is instructed to appoint and assign such personnel as is necessary for the efficient administration of the office and its programs and the performance of its powers, duties, functions, and responsibilities. And whereas at the present, the Office of Mineral Resources has no appointed Assistant Secretary, and whereas pursuant to the Louisiana Revised Statutes 36353, the Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources sources shall be an ex officio member of the State Mineral and Energy Board. And whereas the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board adopted the Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources, Scott Angel, as its chairman at its regular Mineral and Energy Board meeting, whereas the chairman of the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board has the authority to sign any and all documents necessary to carry out the will and purpose of the board, and whereas pursuant to the Louisiana Revised Statutes 3123C, the deputy secretary or undersecretary of the Department of Natural Resources may serve as a proxy member of the board in the absence of the secretary, with full authority to act for the secretary as a member of the board. And whereas the Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources, Scott O'Shell, has designated and assigned the Undersecretary, Robert D. Harper, to act in his place and stead as an ex officio member of the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board when his other duties prevent him from attending the monthly Mineral and Energy Board meeting. And whereas the efficient administration of the Office of Mineral Resources, and particularly the duties with respect to the signing of documents on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board, would be best served by authorizing the chairman to designate supplemental authority to an executive officer to sign documents on behalf of the said board. And whereas Victor Marks Vaughn, geologist administrator, has a long and distinguished record of outstanding service to the Office of Mineral Resources and the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board does hereby designate and name Victor Marks Vaughn to serve as an executive officer to the board, and further does hereby authorize Acting Chairman Robert D. Harper as the proxy of Chairman Scott Angel and Victor Marks Vaughn as executive officer to the board to sign any documents necessary to effectuate the will and purpose of the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board, including but not limited to resolutions, mineral releases, policy statements, and certifications of copied documents. I hereby certify that the above is true and correct copy of a resolution adopted at a meeting of the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board in the city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on 13th of April, 2011, pursuant to due notice at which meeting a quorum was present, and that said resolution is duly entered in the minute book of said Louisiana Mineral and Energy Board and is now in full force and effect. We have a motion by Mr. Arnold
second
to accept
Sanders.
This resolution. Second by Mr. Sanders. Any discussion or questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Would you please note that Mr. Robert Harper is abstaining? But the motion carries with no, none against and one abstention. All right, we have another resolution. This pertains to the former Secretary of the Board, Jody Montalero. It's a special resolution. I'd like to make a motion, which is duly seconded by the entire board. The following resolution was proposed and unanimously adopted by the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board, to wit, whereas while serving as senior policy advisor to Governor Bobby Jindal on matters involving the Department of Natural Resources, the Department of Environmental Quality, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, the Department of Agriculture, and the Department of State Corrections and State Police, Jody Montalero was given additional responsibility on being appointed by Governor Jindal as Assistant Secretary for the Office of Mineral Resources on September 9th, 2010. And whereas, utilizing his ability to quickly assimilate the myriad aspects of a situation, make incisive analysis, and propose or direct an appropriate, cogent resolution, the trait which made him a valuable advisor to the governor, Jody Montalero assumed the duties and responsibilities of Assistant Secretary seamlessly at a time when the fractious nature of the oil and gas industry in Louisiana required a cautious, albeit firm, interface with the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board and its staff, the Office of Mineral Resources. And whereas throughout his brief tenure at the helm of the Office of Mineral Resources, Jody Montalero made optimal use of the in-house experience, expertise, and institutional knowledge of the Office of Mineral Resources staff to successfully further the mission of the Office of Mineral Resources through the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board by prudently managing the development of mineral assets derived from state-owned lands and water bottoms to realize a maximum tangible return to the state. And whereas, despite budgetary and personnel reductions in the staff of the Office of Mineral Resources due to economic constraints, through his acumen in regards to personnel management and persistent defense of both the role and abilities of the staff of Office of Mineral Resources, Jody Montalero successfully enabled the Office of Mineral Resources to maintain the high caliber of service to the state and to the public for which it is justifiably lauded. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board and the individual members thereof deem it an honor and a privilege to have worked and been associated with, as well as to have received the benefit of his intimate knowledge of the experience with the legislative arena from Jody Montalero, and to have engendered his friendship. Be it further resolved that the State of Louisiana, the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board, and the Office of Mineral Resources is indebted to Jody Montalero for his willingness to give of his full-time experience, knowledge, and capacity for assuming this sometimes thankless task required of government service. We give you our heartfelt thanks and wish you all good things in your pursuit of new challenges in the private sector. I certify that the above is a true and correct copy of a resolution adopted at a meeting of the Louisiana State Energy and Board, State Mineral and Energy Board in the city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on the 13th day of April 2011, pursuant to due notice, at which meeting a quorum was present, and that said resolution is duly entered in the minute book of said Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board and is now in full force and effect. So that was it was motioned by myself and seconded by the entire board. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries for that resolution. Stacy, do you have our first of all, before that, I'm sorry. In the back of your packet, there are two handouts that you can take home. One is a report from the staff, and the other is a draft document we just want you to review. So, Stacy.
Thank you, Mr. Segura. I have two announcements today. The first announcement is our annual oil and gas conference, the Sunrise to Sunset Conference, will be held August 29th and 30th at the Roosevelt Hotel in New Orleans this year. We have copies of our exhibitor information sheet in the back. We're still working on the agenda and hope to distribute those hopefully by the next board meeting. The results of today's lease sale, total bonuses were $2,421,564.66, which brings the fiscal year total to $38,413,765.38.
All right, thank you. Is there any further announcements? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We're adjourned. We'll see you next month. Thank you very much.